Your active support of the station during this special fundraising campaign is just the ingredient we need to serve up the kind of public radio you enjoy every day. Thanks for making it happen. While the closures we've had to endure during the pandemic have been frustrating, it's also brought about some practices that may have changed our lives for the better, like the Zoom call. I can sit at my kitchen table looking out at my hometown, and on my laptop computer, I can view the treasures of the great museums of the world. Or go on a virtual walking tour with a guide armed only with a smartphone and a selfie stick. Or even be a guest on the radio. I've had the pleasure of doing just that in Boston with Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. They host a local talk show on WGBH called Boston Public Radio. Not long ago, while I sat in my kitchen and they sat in theirs, we were talking about the kind of things we need to consider to get the most out of our travel experiences. I told them what it's been like to stay at home all year for the first time in my adult life because of this pandemic lockdown. In doing so, I've gotten to know my hometown of Edmonds, Washington, a lot better. Sometimes I try to look at it from a new angle, as if I was a visitor with a mindset of a traveler. That way, you might start to notice things you've taken for granted or even missed while they've been right there in front of you all along.
I mentioned to Marjorie before you came on the air in anticipation of this, we've both had experiences, I'm sure everybody has, where a friend or a relative comes in from out of town and he or she wants to see your town or your city, and you learn more about the place you live than in all the years you've lived there. So I can relate
yeah,
to that.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's not as easy as just changing the mindset. How does one go from a traditional summer traveler mode to exotic or wonderful places to say, I can, quote, travel right down the street from my house, Rick Steves?
Well, you know, I could just answer that question, Jim, by thinking, how do you make those great things happen on the road? A lot of people go have the same itinerary and nothing happens to them. And then other people have the same itinerary and they have the experience of a lifetime. Well, what was the difference? And this is one thing I've learned after 25 years of taking groups around Europe on these tour buses, is you can take two groups into the same situation, which I've done many times in rapid succession. 2 weeks later, I have the same group in the same situation. And one group's having a blast and the other group is not. What was the fundamental difference? A lot of it's attitude. When something comes along and you have an opportunity to say yes or no to it, you say yes to it. You know, it's called positive serendipity. It might not pan out, but it might be one of those little jewels you take home and remember for the rest of your life. Also, be in the moment. So many people are worried about what's next, and they're not in the moment. So many people are worried about their selfie stick and how are they going to frame this and share it with their friends on social media. No, put the camera away, be in the moment. And then what really distinguishes a great travel experience is the people you meet. I just wrote a 400-page book, which is a collection of my 100 favorite essays. And I had to write the last chapter. What am I going to write in the last chapter? So I swept through all those chapters, all of my greatest hits of four decades of travel. And it was so clear. It was the people that I met. If you're not meeting people in your travels, it's a flat experience. You can see all the cultural cliches on stage for the rest of your days. And it's not going to be the same as having a drink with somebody, having one extra drink with somebody, having a drink you never ordered before, having a drink you never realized existed before with somebody, and let them take you away. That's what really carbonates the whole experience when you're on the road. And those sort of things can carbonate the experience when we are on the road in our outlook, but right here at home.
You know, you said something a minute ago that I hadn't thought of in a long time. When you mentioned, you know, don't just take pictures, experience the thing. I've told you the story before, Marjorie. My mother's father, my grandfather on my mother's side, he loved vacations in the car. He'd come back from vacation and he would have endless numbers of pictures. And you'd ask him what he saw. And I'm not exaggerating. He would have no idea what he saw, because all he did was take pictures. So do you actually recommend to your travelers to put away the camera?
Absolutely. I was walking behind a waterfall in Iceland on my last trip to Iceland, and my partner was so excited about taking photographs, and it was, for some reason, it was just I just thought, let's put our cameras away just for 20 minutes and just get mist on our faces. And let's imagine what it was like when the Vikings were here and discovering this waterfall. And let's look at the little plants around us, or let's study the way the wind takes the mist away. And you couldn't capture that, you know, with a camera. You've got to be there and you've got to be in the moment.
On this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves, we're taking a moment to look at what we value in our lives. For me, meeting new people and learning from other places and cultures has always been important, even if for a while I've had to do much of that from a Zoom call or online. One of the best ways I can learn about the world every day is listening to my local public radio station. It's connected to newsrooms and studios across the country and sometimes from surprising places all over the world. It's a valued resource that keeps me connected with our world. Public radio in the United States requires listener support. It's the foundation of our system of locally based stations. Your public radio station reflects the interests of your state and your community. That's very important. If you find what you hear on this station worthwhile, then you value this service. And this service is not a charity. It's like a subscription on the honor system. If you can't afford to help out, that's okay. It's for the entire public. But if you're enjoying this station and can afford to help pay for it, it's only right to do so. This is a great time to pledge your support. Please, do that right now. Stations and program producers have been facing their own challenges in providing you the kind of coverage you value and depend on every day. And yet, here we are. It's because of your financial and enlightened financial support that we can continue to provide you with the quality of programming you expect from public radio. We're counting on listeners like you to make it happen. Please, join our team. Become a supporting member today. Thanks.